Hey, folks. This is Jeff Ronstadt. I'm here with my older brother, Fred.
Hola, Tucson.
And it's Extra Bits. Thanks for tuning in here on friendjeff.com. And we've got more from our show on January 11th,
right.
2015.
Yeah, we're still in studio hanging out with MK LaFiva.
Saturday Night LaFiva. To you, baby.
And MK, remind our listeners, what do you do for a living?
I'm a grief specialist, and I also do hospice work at TMC part-time, and I have my own grief practice, Grief Recovery Tucson.
Now, absolutely. But your education is, what is your degree in?
I have a degree in many useless things, but...
Like us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. I think Fred's is in public health.
No, public policy.
That's it,
public policy. Hey, there you go.
Just as good.
I have a bachelor's in music, a master's in public policy, but more importantly, I have certification in grief recovery, and I'm also an ordained interfaith minister because I do hospice chaplain work as well.
Got it. And what we were talking about at the end of the show, which mm-hmm. we want to explore a little bit more here on Extra Bits, is how to make 2015 the best year ever.
Okay, first of all,
Extra Bits.
Yeah, we need a better name.
We do need a better name, yeah, but that'll be
to make 2015 better.
Yeah, make 2015 a great year. And we started this conversation off saying how we hate New Year's resolutions mm-hmm. because by January 3rd, we've all failed on them, and then we're mad at ourselves because we either are smoking too many cigars, drinking too much tequila, have
wait,
too
wait,
much
wait,
weight.
Wait. Get my resolution is to drink more and smoke more.
Oh, so. Boy. Ladies and gentlemen, next year this is going to be the Jeff and his deceased brother Fred show. So, MK, it's good you're going to be here because I may need some grief counseling.
Happy to do any memorial service as well.
Just remember to serve tequila and cigars.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Fred, we will. Candy cigars, those bubblegum jobbers.
No.
And tequila-flavored gum.
Yeah. Right. No, the tequila lollipops with the scorpions.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
So you're at the last part of the show, you were talking about the three things that you see in people that make a huge difference, and they're all attitudes.
Yes, and they're all in the positive. And they're all about things that you can do, that you actually have control over, although it doesn't often feel like it at the time. But if you give yourself some compassionate loving kindness, yeah, you can do it. So the three things we talked about was that you can believe in change, and then believing in change helps you to change.
Right.
And to change your story or to tell your story differently.
In a more positive way.
Or to tell the full story.
Okay.
So some people actually, I've seen people, I've seen like say somebody come into a grief group and they only talk about how wonderful their husband was. And you know that's not true.
Right.
You know that there has to be something underneath that. And maybe the reason why they're not saying the full story is because maybe they'll feel sad. And if they feel sad, they might cry. And if they cry, they may actually start moving through their grief. Or they feel like if I let go of my grief, then I'm unfaithful.
I'm a bad person, right?
So really what I want to hear is the full story, not necessarily all happy or sad, but really what was the full experience that you had? And then the last thing, too, was connecting more. And so everybody has a different way to connect.
And when you say connect,
yes,
you don't mean just with other people.
Yeah, it can be with anything. It can be spiritually. It can be with nature. Anything where you connect with something larger than yourself.
And that doesn't have to be a bottle of tequila or a box of cigars.
But it can be.
It can be.
Yeah,
sadly for Fred. So. So cool. And so give us some good positive examples of some things, some ways that you've seen people take these baby steps, these tiny steps that at the end of a period of time, they've completely changed their life for the good.
Okay, I have a great story, and one that really was amazing to watch was a woman who was in one of my groups. And she came to work on a relationship with her family. And so what happened was out came such horrendous trauma stories of abuse, that her father was very abusive to her. So it was interesting because with the grief recovery work we were doing a lot of exercises about looking at your story completely. And what she found, and what was really scary for her, but what she found after doing this for a number of weeks was she started to see her father as a human being. and not just as the monster that she had in her heart for many years. And I'm not saying that she had to forgive him or to say that the abuse was okay. But what she came to when she saw, could see that he was a human being, she said, oh my God, that means I can let go of 40 years of being angry. And I said, yeah, you can start doing that now. It doesn't mean that what he did was right. But you are suffering from the anger that you're holding in your heart. And he's gone. He's long gone. He passed many, many years ago. So that was an amazing way where I saw her change her story from being the victim to, wow, okay, what is life like if I'm not the victim and I'm not angry and I can see my father and all of my life in a fuller way? And that was exciting to see.
And that sort of mind shift, that sort of paradigm shift,
exactly,
works in everything from stories like that where someone is really struggling all the way down to a kid like me who wants to lose some weight.
Right.
But you try it and then you fail and you try and you fail, or you are, or anything. It doesn't have to be losing weight. It could be any number of things. But when I start making that change mentally that, hey, you know what? I'm a good guy and all these things that are happening around me are, I understand them. And it's not all about me. It's about the whole, the full picture.
Right.
And engaging more with whatever it is that I'm dealing with.
Right.
Then that's when I find myself maybe months down the road in a better spot.
Exactly, because you're not just your weight, right? You are a whole human being.
Well, you know, some people would say that.
Yeah, well, you know, then
he's a whole big human being.
Yeah, he's a whole being.
Hey! No, there I am. I'm going to need more counseling.
But one of the things I might ask, if you were, you know, completely stuck in not losing weight, would be, was there a time in your life where it was easy to maintain a weight that you liked? And we might look at that. What were the
there
elements?
Was. You know, I have to tell you, there was. I was, I think I was 10 and Fred was 11. And I had to always be nimble on my feet.
Because I chased
Fred
him down.
Chased me around and beat me. So I always had to be fast. But well, then the story goes that Fred started gaining weight. Like that big fat cat sitting on that big pile of cheese and little mice trying to figure out how to get some cheese. And then the worm turned, didn't it, Fred?
Yeah, I stopped growing in Jeff. Vertically and horizontally.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, family therapy is recommended for this group.
Thank you. All right, well, thanks so much for coming on our show.
And
we really
remind people, we didn't get a chance on the show, but remind people how they can contact you if they want to discuss getting healthier in their life.
Absolutely. You can call me at my number, which is 520-661-2350, or visit my website, www.griefrecoverytucson.com.
Perfect. All Excellent. Right, folks. Thanks for clicking on the button and listening to the extra bits.
And thanks, MK.
Have a fat, yeah, MK, thanks a bunch.
It was great.
Have a fabulous new year, folks, and get out there and get healthy, get some meaningful relationships going, and please say a little prayer for Fred. So we'll see you next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Amen.